Hey, what's up, sports world, and welcome to the Real Untouchable Podcast with me, Ray Diggs. Hey, I want to talk about what's going to be new on the new podcast, the YouTube channel, Instagram, Facebook, everything, and everything that I'm going to be talking about. As you see the new merch that I got, but hey, let's get into it. Okay, I will be talking about the NFL, NBA, college basketball, women college basketball as well. I love women's college basketball, but right now I will be getting into high school football. Hey, let's talk about high school football for a second. What teams will I be covering? I will be talking about Arkansas high school football. I will be talking about California high school football, Texas high school football, and I'm probably going to lean into maybe Florida high school football as well. Let's talk about my hometown, which is Arkansas. I want to talk about a few teams that I am excited to watch. One being in 4A, which is Little Rock, Parkview. I love this team right here, man. I went down there to Little Rock for the state championship and watched this team play. And man, I'm gonna tell y'all something. Go down, if you in that area, go down and watch this team play. They're really young. They got the swag to go along with everything. They got a player, Montario Money. I mean, the young man, he was a sophomore. I didn't even know he was a sophomore last year. The kid is a PTP. He's a prime time player. And he's gonna be on a lot of teams' radar when it comes up in recruiting, because that's how good the young man is. Hey, he's a player, y'all. And also coming out of Malvern is Jalen Dupree, the young running back. This team pretty much was led by a run-heavy team. Jalen Dupree led them all the way to the state championship game where he dominated. And guess what? This kid is back again this year. If he stays healthy, he can possibly win another state championship. But it's going to be hard with Hardin Academy coming back. You have Warren. Let's talk about Warren and the Lumberjacks. The Lumberjacks, Bo Hembry. Man, this guy right here is still at it. Guess what, though? Warren was one of the teams that had Malvern down 21-0. And I said, you know what? That was one that Bo Hembry let get away. Because if they win that game, as you know, Malvern ended up winning the state championship. So if Warren beat them, I got a feeling Warren may go on to win it all. And they was up 21-0, and they pretty much surrendered the lead. And that's how Malvern came back with Jalen Dupree and pretty much came back and won the game. Okay, but hey, in the 4A, you got those three teams right there. You got teams coming. I'm hearing that Hamburg got some young players down there. Make sure you all tune in to their young team. They said they have a very young team that I'm excited to watch as well. But coming out of 5A, you know, you, like I said, you got Parkview. 6A, you got Pulaski Academy, and they are loaded again this season. They're going for their fifth straight state championship. They're second in 6A. And in 7A, everybody already know Bryant. This team right here is basically one of the, if not the best team in the state of Arkansas. They're loaded again this season, going for another state championship, in which a lot of people feel that they're going to win it easy this year. And that is Arkansas. I will get a little bit more into Arkansas high school football. But hey, let's talk a little bit about Texas. I am very excited for Texas 6A, the three best teams in 6A. Hey, Texas 6A is the hardest in Texas. A lot of people say modern day out of California is the best team in high school football. A lot of people say it's St. John Bosco. I think that it's the two teams that I feel can go neck to neck with these two teams. It's Duncanville and North Shore. North Shore coming out of Houston, Texas. These are two hell of a teams. But I'm going to tell y'all something. Duncanville met against North Shore in the state championship game. Duncanville ended up finally beating North Shore. But North Shore lost their starting quarterback, which was Caleb Bailey. Caleb Bailey is, as everybody know, the freshman, the super freshman that goes out and goes and take over as the quarterback for North Shore and runs the table. They win the state championship. He was only a freshman. Last year, he was a sophomore. This year, he's a junior and he's back. And I got a feeling that he has something to say about last year's state championship game, in which they lost to Duncanville. Duncanville, it was time. It was time for them to finally get over that hump. It was time for them to finally win a state championship, and they got one last year. How would this season right here go? And another team that's going to challenge those two teams in 6A will be, guess who? Westlake, coming out of Austin, Texas. Westlake is loaded again this year. They have the running game. They have their quarterback that's coming back. They will be the type of team that's going to give North Shore and Duncanville a run for their money. So don't be surprised if one of these three teams right here is holding up the trophy comes late December. And like I said, I will be talking about Florida as well. But this right here, this segment right here, is basically just to let you all know what I will be discussing. And those are the teams that I want to talk about. I will get a little bit more into it. As you all know, high school football is back. And I'm back as well. Thank you all again for listening to another great segment of The Real Untouchable Podcast. Hey, peace and have a blessed day. Peace.